I guess we have to start with the departure of the two men from the coaching staff. Why was that done from your point of view?
Listen, first and foremost, I want to say that with Ian and Mick, it's arguably one of the toughest decisions I've had to make. But I felt it was right for myself, personally. Again, they've done absolutely nothing wrong. They're both cracking lads, by the way. And they will definitely get back into football, both of them, I'm sure, sooner rather than later. But I just felt at this moment in time, it's a decision that I had to make, personally. You know, it was down to myself, not the club. And the club, obviously, you know, when I presented it to them, they said, yeah, you know, supported me, which is great in that respect. But it gives me no pleasure, you know, when people lose their jobs, quite honestly. And I should know that firsthand. It's never easy. But I think it had to be done at this moment in time. And nothing to do with anything of their input or whatever it may be. So I just want to put the record straight on that. But we move on. We have to move on. And obviously, with the game on Saturday in mind, you know, it was important that we made the decision and acted quickly.
What is it down to then, Danny? It's not about their input and the top blokes and they'll get back in football.
It's about synergy more than anything, you know. And I think from that point of view, you know, it was important that I felt right, you know. And as I said before, they've done absolutely nothing wrong, nothing whatsoever. I think you know, managers always look around at the people that's around them, and they generally stay with, you know, generally people that they know or they've worked with before. And I think that's one of the reasons as well, you know. So like I say, I can't speak highly enough of the lads. When we sat down, I think it was done very, very professionally, honestly, properly, which I would expect it to happen if it was me in that position. So we've done it correctly and properly, and the lads understood it. Still disappointed, I'm sure, but they understood it, which says a great deal from their point of view, and their professionally, the way they handled it as well. But like I say, we have to move on and look forward to the game now on Saturday.
So who's coming in?
Well, at the moment in time, there's nobody coming in. Like I say, I think it's the most important thing is really to focus with the players for this weekend. And you know, if anything does transpire in the meantime, it'll be done very quickly. But if not, we're just going to get our heads down and prepare like we normally prepare. For very important games. And the home game this weekend is absolutely paramount to us.
Which I will come on to in a moment, but Frank Barlow is someone that you work a lot with. He tends to kind of follow you around. Would he be a candidate? It seems obvious to everybody he would be a person you'd look to get here.
Well, I'm sure it would be, but at this moment in time, there's not Frank's not in place. You know, he's already working with another club. So at this moment in time, that's, you know, it's who comes in, we'll wait and see, but it's right to say that Frank has. I've worked with him very, very many times, and he's a terrific guy and a terrific coach as well. But we'll wait and see, Paul. We'll have to wait and see. But like I said, I don't know if it'll happen quickly or next week or whatever it may be.
Without labouring it too much, Danny, you wouldn't let two men go if you didn't have an idea of someone you wanted in, presumably.
Yeah, presumably, you're right.
Next week, then, might we see activity there? Because you can't go it alone for the last 11 games, can you?
I've done it before, so that doesn't faze me whatsoever, you know. And you've got to bear in mind we've still got Hecky, you know. Yeah. I think Paul's been brilliant as well, so he's there as well. But yeah, it's right, you know. We do need that extra body. There's no doubt about that. And like I say, we'll hopefully put things into the wheels in motion in the next few days, week, or whatever it may be.
Last question on this: what is it that you look for in a number two? Then what is it that you want a number two to do?
I think that's a pointed question, really. And I think that, as I say, you know, if whatever I say, you'll think the opposite was the lads who left. So I don't think that's fair, really, quite honestly. But like I said before, and I'll finish on this one, Mickey and Ian have been brilliant. There's absolutely no problems whatsoever with them. No arguments, nothing whatsoever. A very professional conversation that we had yesterday. And like I say, I'm delighted how they're conducting themselves. They were absolutely fantastic. And I hope to God they're back in the game as quick as it can be.
Wasn't meant to be a pointed question, incidentally. But team news going into this, what problems have you got?
Well, as we were last week, really. You know, there's not a great deal change. We might have one or two back in training tomorrow. But without preempting it, it looks like it might be the same as last week.
Right. Ramage and Craney, just an update on those two. How are they progressing with their injuries?
Well, they've not trained, obviously. I think that Craney's is worse than Rams in terms of the clinical side of it. They think he'll be longer, getting better. Rams is close. Right. He's close, but maybe not close enough. But we'll have to wait and see. Will it be a gamble tomorrow if I involved him? It would be a gamble, but it's sometimes you have to take gambles.
Do you have a target date in mind for the pair of them?
Not really. No. Not exactly. I think the speaking to Cranes this morning. You know, he feels a lot better already. But hamstrings are the crafty little things. You know, you think they're okay, and they allow you to go out again, and then they shoot you back in the back of the leg again, you know, all of a sudden. So you have to be very, very careful with injuries of that nature. And so we're wary of although he's feeling okay, we know there's still damage in there.
I know you've said previously after the game last week, for example, that you're probably not going to go into the transfer market. Is that still your feeling now, or might you explore it?
It's still my feeling at the moment in time, yeah. It is, yeah. I think that, you know, we're hoping that sooner rather than later the lads will come back and we'll get a full complement back again. That's an important thing from my point of view, and it's Paul. You know what it's like. You've heard me speak many times before, and loads of managers before, and say exactly the same thing. You don't go out for the sake of it. You know, if the people out there are not right for you, you might as well just keep your powder dry. You know, and really concentrate on the lads that's available to you at this moment in time, and give the confidence to them. You know that the group is good enough and capable enough of getting the results that you need.
Is Ryan McLaughlin back with you now?
Ryan came back today, yeah. Again, he's another one we'll have to assess for the weekend. But thankfully, he's back. He's back with us. Like I say, he's not in a position at the moment in time to say that he's fully fit, because we know he's not, because he's not played the games. But with a bit of luck, he might be added to the squad tomorrow.
I mean, that in some senses is like a new signing for you, isn't it? Given how his first spell was cut short through that injury.
Yeah, it is as well. It is, and we know what he's capable of doing. That's even better. You know that we can rub our hands together and think, come on, Ryan. You know, he could give us a big lift that we need, and hopefully, you know, in the coming games he will do that. But again, it's like we said before. You know, you sometimes have to take a chance sometimes. You know, and take a gamble, but it has to be calculated, in my view.
Yeah. Was last weekend's defeat almost a line in the sand for you? One of those kind of moments where, okay, a few home truths are thrown around, but then you scrub it and you look to move on. Is that kind of a turning point, almost in a perverse way, for you this season?
Well, you know my style, Paul. I never harp on things, and I certainly don't go through the press to earn my views with players. You know, it's always done privately and correctly, and which I feel is right. Some people will do it differently, but I don't. And yes, there was a lot of frank talking in the dressing room after the game, and rightly so. And unfortunately, you know, it's what has to be done at times, and you know, one or two players under no illusions. You know, we can't afford to do what we've been doing in the recent games and giving soft early goals away. You know, that's it puts you on your back foot, and it's very difficult when you're not winning games anyway to go a goal down so soon. You know, so we have to find a way that eliminates those type of mistakes or mindsets. And I think from where we are, I think particularly playing at home, we have a different mentality. For why that is, I don't know, but certainly at home we're a different kettle of fish at home. And we're looking forward to Saturday's game, because we feel we can put a big 3 points on the board. And again, you know, if we do that, the league will look slightly different on Saturday night.
How much of it now, Danny, is about the players' mental state as opposed to what they do with their feet, if you like?
Well, I don't think it's any different in first day of the season to last day of the season. You know, the mental state is always the one that you want to have in a really, really positive mode. And I think that it won't change. I think what we have to do at the moment in time is be very strong, be brave, and go and, you know, show our conviction out on the pitch. You know, it's the fans have seen it, you know, and that's the beauty of it. They've been behind us, you know, they've been terrific the last home games, and I think they feel it as well, and they still feel that we've got a great chance, and I certainly do, because I know the home form will be the key factor to us. And if we can have the stadium bouncing like it has been doing the last few games in particular, it will be a massive help for us. But we're against a very good footballing side again. I can't really look at any team and say, you know, this is a game that we'll definitely win. You know, it's how we approach the game that will determine that. But I'd like to think, you know, after what's gone on in the last week or so, the focus will be completely on Saturday now.
How much character is in that dressing room? Only you will know that, of course.
Mm. There's a lot of hurt in there. I know that. So if they're hurting, then obviously there's a lot of character in there. Because if you can turn away and walk away from the ground and not think about the result that's just happened, then they're not for me. You know, it's got to hurt, and they've got to understand what it means to the community as well. You know, and how hurting some of our fans are. You know, and you know, everybody gets lifted in the area with it, with the results of your football team. Mm. You know, it's pivotal to a feel good factor of the whole town. And you know, and when we realise that and understand that, I think that's when you become closer to the fans. And I think that's exactly what we've been talking about in the last week or so.
You're obviously a very positive person, and you were saying last week you've got a great chance of getting out, which you have, but it's just looking at that league table, seeing yourself bottom, that's the killer, isn't it? If you were second bottom, yes, still bad, but not as bad. It's just the fact that you are bottom at the moment, I think, that puts people in that frame of mind, doesn't it?
Well, you're right what you say at the moment. How many games you got left? 11 games to go? Well, there you go. That's why we'll always keep it very positive, you know, because that's... You know, there's too much football. There's just less than a quarter of the season to go. A quarter of the season, you know. And after 10 games, you'd also everybody saying at the beginning of the season, it's not planned out properly yet. That gives you a few more games because they know it can change, and it can change within the last few games as well. And I always say again, as that old cliche goes, it's squeaky bum time, isn't it? And I think it's that happens between top and bottom, and we feel from our point of view that. You know, we've been in this position and understood it for too long, although it could help us in the long term.
Bournemouth, not conceded many goals of late, been on a decent run, obviously lost to Charlton, I think, last time out, didn't they? What are you expecting to get from them as they come here?
Very good footballing side. Very good footballing side. You know, having watched them midweek at Charlton, we know that if we sit off them and allow them to play, they will. You know, they've got some very talented individuals in there. And as a group... because they've kept clean sheets, they defend very well together. And I think from our perspective, we have been really on top of our game. But we're a different proposition, as I said before, at home. You know, we can put teams on the back foot, and we're very capable of putting Bournemouth on the back foot. But it's going to be a game where if we sit off and it's after you, Claude, they've got too many good players, you can hurt us. So we'll have to make sure we're certainly on our front foot.
Kermigan and Ranty were on the bench, I think, weren't they,
yeah,
the other night? Were you surprised to see them on the bench?
I'm not surprised, no, because they've got a good squad. You know, that's the beauty of carrying the quality that they've got. You know, they can afford to change it around like they have. And Richie didn't play in the team either. You know, young Matt, I know Matt very well. So, you know, there's three players there who can come in, you know, at the click of a finger and change the game for you. And obviously that was, you know, what happened or tried to happen during the week. Charlton, you know, got that all-important goal right at the death, but certainly for large periods of the game, Bournemouth did very well.
Notice, obviously, Liam Lawrence started last week. It's been a bit stop-start for him, hasn't it, since coming here?
Yeah.
Why is that? Is that a fitness issue? What is it? Why has he not played perhaps as much as we all felt he might do when he first arrived?
Well, I think you've just got to look at the players that's playing in certain positions to understand that, you know, why he's been part of the squad, you know, and if he's not starting the games, you know, coming off the bench, you know, I think that he's got a wealth of experience, and I wanted him in that dressing room as I said before, because he is a leader of men, you know, and you don't have to actually play on the pitch all the time to prove that. You can do it in the dressing room and sort the dressing room out, and I think that he's been a good voice in there. I think he's been a very, very good voice for us, and you'll see the benefits of him towards the end of the season, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Playing games, I think that's just a decision. I think that's, you know, we looked on Saturday, and like I say, you know, the game plan goes out the window after a minute, you know, or 4 minutes. And that's difficult to claw it back again then, you know, and we felt we had a situation that if the game went on, we'd be able to develop our play. But we didn't get the opportunity because we lost the goal so quickly.
Yeah. The Lawrence thing, was that down to Craney going out? Because obviously you lose a leader there, don't you? Was that another reason perhaps bringing him in?
Yeah, of course, you know, and it's difficult, you know, when if you've got, you know, a lot of younger players playing in the team at this stage of the season. You know, I think you've got to make sure your balance is right in terms of your experience. And players have been there and seen it as well, you know, and they know what to expect, they know what you're going to get from them. That's important as well. But there's also has to be the other side of it, that what youth does give you is that enthusiasm and that drive and that energy at times that that's a, you know, quite the opposite really of the calming down influence. Sometimes you want that enthusiasm to unsettle teams, you know, and that's why we're changing around.
Final question, the running, how much have you studied it? Have you compared it to what other teams have got, or do you not do that?
I'd be foolish not to look at it, but it's not part of team talks or anything like that, if you like, because I think it's too far in front of us, you know. But yes, we certainly look at it, and we look at you know, ifs and buts and maybes, and like everybody else does, but we don't get carried away with it at this stage, because what happens at the weekend is most important and not the one that's during the week after, you know. And that's how we approach it, but we're well aware of what the rest of the clubs around us are doing.